So find a comfortable position. As you give yourself this time and this place and this space, and allow yourself to be comfortable. And we begin by just becoming aware of the space around the room. Imagine if there's a door, that you're closing the door, metaphorically, to anything that came before this part of the session, and allowing anything that will happen remain outside those doors. And some people don't have a door, and just pretend and just imagine. And whenever you feel ready, you can gently float your eyes closed when the time feels right, maybe now, maybe in a few moments, as you allow yourself just to go inside, to explore, to be. Perhaps noticing your shoulders, your body, and ever so slowly, just become aware of your breath. Becoming aware of the breath going in and out of the nose. And notice how the breath feels different on the inhale and the exhale. And perhaps as the breath goes inside the nose, through the nostrils, it's a coolness. And perhaps you can notice it going back into your throat and down into your lungs. You're just noticing the inhale and the exhale. The metaphor for life, like the waves of the ocean. You're just noticing. Feeling the breath begin to calm the whole body down. And you're just noticing the rise and fall of the belly. And perhaps even beginning to deepen the breath. And noticing the rise and fall of the belly. The air going in and going out. And this evening, we offer a mantra to start. I meet this moment fully. I meet it as a friend. I meet this moment fully. I meet it as a friend. And imagine that mantra, the words, the energy begins to wrap around you. Like a protective bubble. I meet this moment fully. I meet it as a friend. Into each thought, story, or sensation that passes through the mind, we can say, I meet this moment fully. I meet it as a friend. When fears or doubts begin to arise, coming back to the breath, I meet this moment fully. I meet it as a friend. I meet this moment fully as a friend. And now imagine this moment, this friend, just begins to take you somewhere. Somewhere peaceful and beautiful in your mind's eye. Your sacred space that's just for you. A holy place for healing and to let go. I meet this moment as a friend. And this friend takes you to that place. And it feels so good to be here, noticing whatever it is that you notice. Perhaps calmness, tranquility. Perhaps a beautiful blue sky. Moving water. Whatever it is that you notice. And you allow yourself to find this resting space. A beautiful resting space that's just for you. You begin to sit or lie down. As you welcome in this moment this friend. And we also welcome in the energies of ER, the month of healing. You notice the Hebrew letters Ani Yod Yod Rafecha. I am God, your healer. And you allow this breath, this friend, to wrap around you and begin to heal. Thoughts or worries, perhaps discomfort in the body. And you allow those words, I am God, your healer, to help you, to give you what you need, to help you. And imagine in this place, your friend takes a beautiful, pure, white feather, begins to dust you off from the worries, if they were just dust particles, just dusting off to make room for new thoughts, to make room for spring. And just breathe. This beauty all around you, this friend around you, allowing yourself to be cleansed and healed. And once again, noticing the breath a little bit deeper. The belly rising and falling. This moment fully for the gifts of peace. And now imagine that you're breathing in and out of your heart and your own heart light, your own soul signature just begins to shine brighter and brighter. Golden rays all around you, the essence of who you are. You know you're not alone, this friend, your spirit, your ruach is with you. And you begin to rise from this resting place to explore the beauty of this time. And you begin to walk again, and perhaps coming across that beautiful, magnificent waterfall. And you notice the waterfall with those brilliant colors, the water, all the colors of the rainbow. Reds, oranges, yellows, greens and blues, beautiful violets and purples. And you begin to see the gifts in this place. And you begin to have that realization that there is something to let go of. There's something that's beckoning for you to let go. A thought, perhaps a way of being, an old attitude. And by the shores, by this beautiful waterfall, you see a chest, a beautiful chest, colorful or perhaps even just simple. And you offer up. Your offering is that thing that no longer serves you. And imagine just setting that in the chest. And I'll be quiet for a moment while you allow that to happen. And as you put that attitude, that belief that's getting in the way, that proverbial pebble in the shoe, you begin to feel lighter and freer. And it is now your time to rejoice, knowing all is well. And at the basin, the bottom of this beautiful waterfall is a hot spring. So tempting to go inside. And you feel yourself, your feet bare. You're holding on to a beautiful railing. You begin to take slow, deliberate steps into this hot spring. And you enjoy the water all around you, melting away tension in the physical body. It's warm, just the right temperature. And you see the cascading waters flowing from the top all the way down into the hot spring. The colors, the water droplets just bouncing off. And it begins to spark creativity within inside of you. And your own soul signature becomes alive. And maybe an idea of a way to be or something to do. Some way that you can continue your healing. Now just take a moment in silence and just enjoy this experience and this beautiful hot spring. Allowing that still small voice, that friend, this moment, meeting this moment fully with your friend, your spirit, your soul. Allow this to fill you with inspiration and hope. Now take a deeper breath. You feel this inspiration just filling your mind, your heart with creativity and colors. This beautiful month of May. And just feel all this wisdom coming back into your heart, into your mind. Again, filling yourself with inspiration As you find not now it is time to leave the hot spring, and you feel yourself just holding on to that railing, taking those safe steps up, and you find yourself now being wrapped with a warm, fluffy robe. You put a sash around you, and you feel lighter and freer, cleansed and cleared. All things are possible. As you meet yourself with compassion, you hold a space for yourself, for the rainbow of colors, the emotions. And now offer thanks for this experience, this time, just to be, to meet this present moment. You offer gratitude and thanks. You find yourself back in your sacred space, in that resting space. You begin to bring all this wisdom back into your heart, into your mind. Eager about the future, appreciating the moment and even this time. Inspired in what to do and how to be. And we finish with our final prayer. May you be blessed with chesed. May you be blessed with simcha. May you be blessed with shalom. May you be blessed with rachamim. And now I will slowly count from 1 to 5. And when I get to 5, you'll be able to open the eyes, stretching, integrating, coming back to this time, this place, and this space. So 1, just slowly coming back. 2, perhaps inviting a more natural, deeper breath. 3, just becoming aware of the room around you. 4, feeling wonderful in every way. And 5, you may gently open your eyes, coming back to this time and this place, this space. Blessings and shalom.